This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside.
Good morning, Torsten.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Excellent, thank you.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Eddie.
We're going to get straight into it this week. We're talking about commercial property, and you guys had a great sale last week. Tell me about it.
Well, we had a wonderful campaign at 21 William Street, Balaclava. It had been held by the family for over 50 years, Eddie. So,
wow.
Unique opportunity, two tenancies there, an opportunity for someone to build some smaller boutique office spaces on that building with the current zoning.
Not residential.
Yep. So it was actually industrial zone 3.
Hence the question, because sometimes it's zoned for mixed use.
Yes. So yeah. So from that point of view, within that, though, you can actually have some caretakers' lodgings, but it wouldn't be practical to go down that track.
Sure.
You've got that Balaclava area changing dramatically along the train line there. But look, what was really intriguing is just the regeneration, and we've talked about this, of different pockets of Melbourne. Balaclava is going through that with its retail strip there and also the industrial pocket behind that retail strip. And this particular property, we had five vigorous bidders, all with different uses and some intriguing uses, actually. And, from our point of view, it was a really big win for our commercial department. Went $600,000 over the reserve.
Wow.
Wonderful outcome for the family. But it just showed that once you've got a pocket that's going through that regeneration period and you've got the right fit and vision for an area, it will do that for you. And as I say, we've got an end buyer that will contribute to that area because they build a wonderful product, and they'll be building something for that boutique business, that smaller home office type of operator. And, we're seeing that emergence of that in these little industrial, well-located pockets.
Now, we're talking today about strip shopping centres. So it's your little village where you live, and it's that little row of shops.
Yeah. And some not so little, Eddie, is Chapel Street.
Well, absolutely. Okay, I'm a business owner. I own the fish and chip shop, the traditional fish and chip shop, and I want to go and lease a premises. It's very different to lease a premises commercially rather than leasing a premises residentially. So how do I go about leasing a premises for my fish and chip shop?
Well, it's a good question, but also what's behind that question is finding out where is the right position in that strip for you to have a look at. So in every strip, there's what you look for is the mid area, which is where the prominent pedestrian traffic flow is. And you'll find in any village, there'll be an end that really the rents are not as high because it's not as popular for that voting with the feet concept that we've talked about in the past. So you want to make sure that you're getting the right position. You want to make sure with food particularly that there is a grease trap, which is an expensive thing to retrofit. And you want to make sure that there
is
are...
Is that for me as the business owner to fit, or is that for the landlord to
fit? Well, for mine, I advise clients to see where they can find shops that have already got those fittings in place because they are expensive to retrofit and there's also planning issues with food. So there are quite a few hurdles there for you to actually jump through. So in your example, with food, you'll tend to find in any precinct there'll be plenty of properties that do have the actual facilities for both flue for the ovens and the cooking side of things and the grease trap for the actual overflows. They'll be in place. And we just leased a restaurant cafe in Elwood in Ormond Road in the famous Elwood House project. And the developers were smart enough to come and see Sam and I, and we had them put in the flue and the actual grease trap and also the disabled toilets and access to parking and bins in advance of building this four-story building. So from that point of view, then when we took it to an expressions of interest phase, we had five very good operators that have got three or four different venues in different parts of Melbourne that were so impressed that we'd actually had the developer already have all of that infrastructure, which is a huge saving to them as far as upgoing costs, but it also meant that they were prepared to pay more rent for the actual property. So it was a win-win for all parties.
This is The Real Estate Show, back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman. Weno Bayside.
9531-1245, the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. Residential commercial property management, sales, four offices. Sam, where are they?
Eddie, Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha.
We're looking through the commercial window today, Torsten.
We are, and so just finishing off on your question with the grease trap, if it's not in place, it can be part of a deal. So what you'll find often will have a tenancy in place, whether it be Mr. Fish and Chips or a cafe, and they'll say, all right, well, look, we'll pay this rent for the first 12 months, but we'll take on the responsibility to get council permits, because food is different. There are different hurdles to actually, and different timelines. So there's a risk in place for a landlord to actually go through that process, because that process can take anywhere up to 16 weeks to get that permit in place. Mm-hmm. So once they get the permit, then they can then put in the infrastructure. So what you'll tend to find is if a landlord is playing with that timing, they're losing rent in that process. So often they'll say the responsibility of the equipment will be that of the tenant.
Sure. As opposed to residential property management, if equipment fails in the home, then it's the landlord's responsibility to get it repaired.
Yeah, and look, taking that one step further, if that tenancy then vacates, they've actually got to remove the equipment they've put in and then bring it back to the original state, unless they then sell the business to another operator that continues that business. But that's not always the case. So, again, what we call make good is a really important aspect from a landlord's point of view. They are then gifted back a clean shell as to what they leased to the original tenancy.
What if things go wrong in the property and it's something that I didn't install? For example, and it's a classic with residential property management, the hot water service. So if the hot water service goes down, is it my responsibility as a person who's leasing the premises to get it repaired, or is that back on the landlord?
You tend to find the hot water service in general is that of the landlord.
Right.
That's being provided to. But what you will find, which is another interesting one, with air conditioning, ducted air conditioning, that mechanical servicing, the servicing responsibility will be there on the tenant in most cases, but to have it repaired and replaced will be on the landlord.
Okay.
So Eddie, so there are definite benefits to owning a commercial strip shop. What we're also finding, though, in this new age and era of digital selling and e-commerce, Eddie,
yes,
that a lot of strips, the actual rentals that are being achieved, have actually come back in the last 3 to 4 years. If you have a look at Chapel Street, for example, there are something like 26 available shops.
Is that because people aren't going out anymore and they're buying everything online?
Well, what it's saying is that they are still going to shops, but they're not buying as much. So the actual retail premises are not giving as much income to those headline brands, because a lot of their online sales are actually taking that over. But they still need, people still go in and try things on, but don't necessarily always buy from the shop. They'll try it on. And here's the other thing is, if there's such an expectation, and this is the world we live in as far as a quick remedy and wanting things now, if you don't have the size that fits Eddie, Eddie will say, listen, I like it, and I will go and buy that online from your head office.
So many gags right there.
And I was thinking of a dress then too, Eddie. Oh, you look great in it. But certainly from a retail point of view, you are finding that the ability of there's actually a threshold now. So what I mean by that is there's a ceiling to what most retailers can now pay. That is certainly pegged back in the last 3 to 5 years. Chapel Street is a really interesting example. You've got the W Hotel that has been approved to be built in Chapel Street.
Mm-hmm.
That will create extra demand, and I think you'll find there'll be an uplift in that new precinct there that'll help most of Chapel Street. And in fact, if you are listening out there and you're wanting to have a shop there, we've got our Chisholm and Gayman team have got a few opportunities available in Chapel Street at the moment. So I see.
Well, I drove down Chapel Street recently, and there's still a lot of foot traffic.
Oh, lots.
Yeah.
But it's
very popular. It's a very chic place to be.
But that W Hotel will create a wonderful anchor, and the area's needed that. The other thing which is interesting is, Sam, just the amount of residential development that's happening in South Yarra and Prahran.
Can we hold that thought?
We can.
This is The Real Estate Show. Back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gaming.